Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta slow up, gotta shake this high. Gotta take a minute just to ease my mind. Cause if I don't walk, then I get caught out. And I'll be falling all the way down. 100 headlights, making me blind. All of your pleasure, catching my eye. If I jump once, then I never think twice. But your temptation's making me stay another night. And my senses only lie to me, lie to me. I don't know how it feels so right to me, right to me. I gotta check myself before I get what I want. But I just know what I thought it was. And you know why? Gotta slow up, gotta shake this high. Gotta take a minute just to ease my mind. Cause if I don't walk, then I get caught. Myself, please, while I'm still strong. Don't look back till I'm 10 miles gone. And when the road stops, I'm gonna keep on until I end up in the place that I belong. But the pressure pushing me back again, telling me not to pretend. There's any use even trying to get you out my head. So I lift my feet off the ground and I'm gonna walk right out. Gotta slow up, gotta shake this high. Gotta take a minute just to ease my mind. Cause if I don't walk, then I get caught out. And I'll be falling all the way down. Turn my head and shut my eyes. Doesn't even matter if I'm wrong or right. Cause if I don't walk, I keep messing around. And I'll be falling all the way down. Won't get caught in the old thigh trap. Run away, never come back. No way I'm going down like that. No, no, run away, run away. Whoa, I can get caught up again. No way, no, no. Gotta slow up, gotta shake this high. Gotta take a minute to ease my mind.
Israel family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al of Beth Yahweh. Before we get started, I wanted to inform everyone to, I encourage everyone who is attending to get your study tools, your Bibles, your pens, your highlighters, your notepads, your iPads, concordance, your Bible dictionary, all those items that you would need for a good study. We're about to, and the night's lesson is going to be the acceptance being challenged. We're going to start off with a prayer, then we're going to get into the lesson. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to this moment to give you praise and give you honor. We thank you, Yahushua, for assisting us and giving us a mark to look upon as we went throughout the course of this week. As we come to this festival period, to give you praise and give you honor and to celebrate with you. Celebrate life. Celebrate joy. But ultimately, celebrate thy love that you have given us. Father, we ask of thee to open our minds to receive the wonders of your word on this coming Sabbath. We ask of thee to strengthen us in your ways, strengthen us in your word, strengthen us in your truth, and bringing us closer and closer to you. We ask these things in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior and Redeemer and soon coming King. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. All right, family. Once again, Yahweh, the best Yahweh congregation. And past few weeks, we've been talking about acceptance. You know, we talked about acceptance where the Father comes to us and he talks to us and we hear him. And then we also talked about, you know, he asking us to do something. And, you know, we accepting the task that he asked us to do. And then once we accepted the task that he asked us to do, then we had to put that thing into action. And one of the things that, you know, we, you know, in the different lessons we've talked about, you know, there's a process. And when we accept the Most High and we accept his Torah and we accept his Son, I mean, it's a process that we go through to solidify our understanding of what we're into and understanding of him and what he can do for us and what he is doing for us and what his Son has done for us. And when we was going over the different forefathers and the different prophets, you know, they went through some things. They went through some things. But all the things that they went through some ups, they went through some downs, they went through some turnarounds. They went to some left, some right. You know, everything wasn't picture perfect. You know, like some of the scriptures we may have went over, it made it seem as though the Father talked to them, they accepted it, and they did it. The Father talked to them, they accepted it, and they did it. But one of the things that we have to understand that when we read the scriptures, it's not, you know, in chronological order. It's, you know, you have to read it. The more you read it, the more you understand it, the more you realize that it was a process that these brothers, our forefathers, our brothers and sisters, and, you know, that came before us that walked with the Most High and believed in Yahushua, they went through. And that's the same, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be talking about the process and when we're being challenged on what we believe. And what we understand and what we acknowledge. I'm going to go through some scriptures throughout the course of the night. And, you know, like I said, grab your, you know, take your notes and see what the Most High opened your mind to in regards to these scriptures and where he leads you throughout his word in regards to our acceptance in him being challenged. And that challenge comes from outside sources and inside sources. So I'm going to start off, you know, what are some of the things that are challenged or someone would challenge us on? And I have a few questions here. I'm starting off with a few questions. And the first question is there a Father in heaven? You know, and the reason why, you know, this question was brought to my mind was, you know, when you sit down and you talk with people in regards to the Father, you know, some people really don't have an answer for that. You know, the scriptures talk about a Father, but they can't seem to identify who the Father is. And one of the things that, you know, we've learned over the years is that the Father has a name. He has a name. And his name is Yah. You know, and the next question is, you know, is the Torah the instructions from the Father? You know, and why that question came to mind is because if we believe that there's a Father in heaven and he gave instructions, then shouldn't we listen to him? Shouldn't we adhere to him? I mean, because when we first read in Genesis and we read the accounts of Adam, Adam was disobedient. So evidently he gave some instructions and Adam was disobedient. And so they was had to be written down. And then if we look up the word Torah, Torah means instructions. So, you know, so do we, you know, when we say we accept the instructions of the Torah, that means we go through that process of keeping them. And as we keep them, they become more real and real and real to us because they become a part of us. They become a part of our makeup. And then the next question that comes to mind is there a son who upheld the Torah? Is there a son that upheld the Torah? And because if it is, this is the son that we're supposed to be following after. This is the son that we're supposed to be emulating. And if it is, then are you emulating the son by upholding the Torah? And from there, we're going to go to this word that, you know, we're going to go to acknowledge. And I looked at acknowledge up in the dictionary. And they gave a couple definitions. And the word acknowledge is a verb. So, you know, this is an action. This is something that you do. And one of the first definitions said, accept or admit the existence or truth of. So now, when we acknowledge, are we the truth of the Father in heaven? The existence of the Father in heaven? The existence of a Torah being given by the Father in heaven? The existence of a son who upheld the Torah and his Father said, well done. Then it has another definition, recognizing the fact or importance or quality of. Another definition, expressing or displaying gratitude for or appreciation of. Another definition, accept the validity or the legitimacy of. And these are different words, these are different definitions for the word acknowledge. And when we accept the Torah, when we accept Yahushua, when we accept Yah as our Father in heaven, we are saying that this is truth. But then we're going to have, that's where the lessons coming in, the challenging aspect, because we're going to have people who want to challenge what we believe, what we accept, what we're calling truth. Even though when we read in the scriptures, it talks about truth, how thy word is truth. And then everything that is said and that was written down is his words. So his word is truth. So we're going to start in, and these are, you know, some we'll start in Exodus chapter 17, verse 16. And I'm going here because we read and, you know, when we was doing, we had the discussion and we was talking about the armor of Yah and what the armor was for. Why? Because the armor was used to help us defend ourselves against the adversary, to be able to, you know, block his fiery darts and to defend ourselves against them. Why? Because I'm going to read this scripture right here. Exodus 17:16. And it reads, he said, Yah has sworn, Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. This is something that the Father is saying that Yahweh is going to be doing. He's, and Amalek, when you get into it, you know, look into it a little deeper, symbolizes Hasatan. And it's talking about how Yahweh is going to be fighting with Hasatan from generation to generation to generation. I'm going to go to Job chapter 2, verse 2. And it reads, Yahweh said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered Yahweh and said, from going back and forth in the earth and walking, Yahweh said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered Yahweh and said, from going back and forth in the earth and from walking up and down in it. So this is showing that Satan, he's just walking around aimlessly throughout the earth. And then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. And it reads, and no wonder, for even Satan masquerade as an angel of light. So as he's walking to and fro throughout the earth, he's showing himself as an angel of light to those who inhabit the earth, which is humanity. Humanity. You have those who serve the Most High. You have those who don't serve the Most High. And Hasatan can masquerade himself as an angel of light, so he can present himself to one who believes in Yahushua, and keeps the Torah, and he can masquerade as an individual who does that. His spirit can do that. Then we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And it says, be sober and self-controlled. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. See, what is he doing? He's walking throughout the earth, seeking whom he may devour. Because what are we doing? As we change our life and we try to become one with Yahushua, trying to emulate him, what are we doing? We're going through this process. We're coming out of this darkness. And in the process of coming out of the darkness, we tend, you know, we make mistakes. We make mistakes because we sometimes remember what we came out of. We're going to go to Romans chapter 1, verse 21, and it reads, because knowing Yahweh, they did not glorify him as mighty one, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasoning, and in their senseless heart was darkened. And this is talking about when Yahushua dwelled amongst men, and they didn't pay attention to what he was doing. They studied the word. They studied the Torah. And the Torah mentioned him and talked about him and talked about the things that he was going to do. But when he was here on earth, the men seen these things, but they did not glorify him as that, as mighty one. And they reasoned around it. And in that process of reasoning around it, their hearts was darkened. Why? Because they did not have the light of him in them. They had the darkness of Hasatan within them. And they thought they had that light, but they had the light of Hasatan, which is no light at all. Then we went. Then we're going to go to Isaiah 53, verse 3. And it reads, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering and acquaintance with disease. He was despised as one from whom men hid their face, and we did not respect him." See, when we accept the call from Yahweh, and we accept Yahushua laying his life down for us, and him sending his spirit back to give us understanding of the Torah and the ways, and we become a new creature through our baptism, and we allow him to live through us, these are the things that we're going to be going through. We're going to suffer the same things that he suffered. Then men are going to deal with us in the same manner in which they dealt with him and in our time. But the word has been given to us so that we can understand these things, so that we can prepare ourselves spiritually to be more like Yahushua, so that we can too deal with the rejection, deal with the hardships of being one who does what the Father wants us to do. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 33. And it reads, "But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." See, now, this is going back to our initial question about being challenged on what we believe and what we accept about that Torah, about Yahushua, about Yah. See, people want to challenge us on these things. And what is Yeshua saying to the people? What is he saying to them? "You deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father in heaven." Luke chapter 9, verse 26. And it reads, "For whoever will be ashamed of me and my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory, in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." See, we have to be mindful of what we have accepted. And we have to put that love for his word and that love for him and the love for the Father into practice. Because he said that he will protect us, he will strengthen us, he will give us everything that we need. He said that. But the question is, as we said before, but do you believe that? And if you believe that, then you have to put that in practice. You have to put it in practice. And I understand, and the Father understands, that it's not easy. It's not easy. There's a scripture that talks about how Yahushua suffered the same like passions of man. So he went through these trials and tribulations. So he understands. He understands. We'll go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 and 16. And it reads, "Through him, then, let us offer up sacrifice of praise to Yah continually. That is the fruit of lips which proclaim allegiance to his name. But do not forget to be doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifice Yah is well pleased." So we have to praise the Father continually with our lips. and show allegiance to Yahushua. For it's Yahushua that he sees in us that he is well pleased. Because he was well pleased with his son. In the fact that he was willing to lay his life down for humanity. So to be well pleased if we praise the Father and lay our life down for his son, for Yahushua, our Savior and our Redeemer. We'll go to Isaiah chapter 57. Verse 18 and 19. And it reads, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comfort to him and to his mournings and to his mourners. I created the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to him who is far and to him who is near, says Yahweh, and I will heal them. And from here, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 26, verses 2 to 4. And it says, open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the ones which keep faith. You will keep whosoever of mine is steadfast and perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Trust in Yahweh forever, for in Yahweh is the everlasting rock. And we've talked about that rock on several occasions. That rock, which is Yahushua. That perfect peace. So I looked up the word peace in this scripture. And it's 7965 in your Strong's Concordance. And it's shalom. And it means completeness, soundness, welfare, peace. But the word that jumped out at me is completeness. Completeness. What is this peace? What does shalom do for us as believers? It completes us. Because the peace of Yahushua in us connects us with the heaven, making us complete once again. Because when we go to the garden, and Adam was in the garden, he was in peace. He was complete. He was with the Father. But because of his disobedience, he severed that. And so his product, which is humanity today, has been cut off from the heavens. But through Yahushua, we can be completed. We can be connected with the heavens again. So, if we have peace, then we can also be connected. Because we're completed once again. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. And it reads, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of Yah. And in this word, in this particular scripture, I looked up the word peacemakers. And it comes from, it's 1518 in your Greek lexicon, and it's actually, it comes from it's a compound word from the word 15:15 and 41:60. And the word is Irene Pelio. And it means when you go to 15:15, that's Irene, and that means to enjoin, tie together. It means to enjoin, tie together into a whole. And then the other word, paleo, means to make. So when you put the two together, it means making something tied together. So what are we doing? Blessed is the peacemaker. What is he doing? Bringing peace between man and the Most High. And who is that? Yahushua. Then I went to John 14:27. And it reads, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. Understanding that Yahushua gives us peace, peace of heart, peace of mind. And through that peace, we have no fear. From here, we're going to go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And it reads, and the peace of Yah, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your thoughts in Yahushua. So understanding that this peace will guard our thinking, will guard our thoughts and keep us focused on Yahushua. Because it is he who dwells within us. It is he who we have accepted. It is he who is strengthening us. Outside of the physical armor that we've talked about, which is actually pointing to spiritual truths and spiritual characteristics that we must take on. But we also have to have this peace within our minds to understand that the things that we're doing are showing Yahushua in this world. And from here, we're going to go to John chapter 16. And now we're going to actually start talking about different things that may happen. But I'm going to use some scriptures to talk about it. And this is going back to the whole topic of acceptance being challenged. John chapter 16, verse 2 and 3. And this is Yahushua talking. And it reads, they will put you out of the synagogue. Yes, the time comes that whoever kills you will think that he offers service to Yah. They will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. So this is Yahushua talking to the disciples. Let him know that let's be specific. Believers, Israelites, are going to kill them. Why? Because they believe that they're doing a service to Yah. But because of their ignorance of the word and following behind men, they didn't know the Father and they didn't know the Messiah. We're going to go to Luke chapter 13, verse 34, and it reads, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together like a hen gathers her own brood under her wings, and you refused." Letting you know that Jerusalem, Israel, he's sending the prophets, sending the men whom he has chosen to you to teach you the word, to bring you out of the darkness. And what do? You want to stone them. You want to kill them. Why? Because they're teaching the word of the Most High. Because they're teaching the Torah. They're teaching the truth of the word. And because the majority is not keeping the Torah and not keeping the ways of the Most High, it appears as if these people are teaching something weird, strange, when in essence they're teaching the truth. And when you stand for the truth, you will seem to be odd. But the scriptures talk about that. He said, "I'm making a peculiar people." That's why we're peculiar. That's why it appears as if we're speaking in tongues, speaking in another language when we're talking the truth of the word. Because they don't understand it. And because they're not trying to understand it. Why? Because they're following after the wrong light. They believe that they're in the light, but they're not in the light. Hasatan is masquerading as that angel of light. Twisting the word, and men are following after it. They did it during Yeshua's time. They did it during Moses' time. And they also doing it during our time. And that's why he sent us the word to let us know so that we can see. We're going to go to Psalm 62. Verse 7 and 8. And it reads, "With Yahweh is my salvation and my honor. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in Yahweh. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. Yahweh is a refuge for us." Allah. And we're going to go to Psalms 37, verse 3 and 4. And it reads, "Trust in Yahweh and do good. Dwell on the land and enjoy safe pastures. Also, delight yourself in Yahweh, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Now we're going to go to Acts, verse 6, chapter 8 to 11. And this is just another example in the scriptures where one who is standing up for the word of the Most High, and something happens to him. And it reads, "Stephen, full of faith and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. But some of those who were in the synagogues called Libertines and the Cyrenes of Alexandria and those of Cilicia and Asia arose disputing with Stephen. They were not able to withstand the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they secretly induced men to say, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and Mighty One." Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Then we're going to go to Acts 7:59, and it reads, "They stoned Stephen as he called out, saying, 'Yahweh, Yahushua, HaMashiach, receive my spirit.'" So this is just another example of a person who was standing on the law, statutes, and judgments and had the testimony of Yahushua. And when challenged, he stood for the word, and people secretly killed him. They lied on him, and then they stoned him. See, that's what's going to happen when our acceptance is challenged. We're going to have men who are going to secretly try to get rid of us. But the Most High is training us. He's strengthening us in his word and in his truth, because he understands that these things, as the scripture said, there's nothing new under the sun. So he understands that this is going to happen. But he wants his children, he wants his people, he wants his servants, he wants his friends to understand what they are embarking upon and the possibilities. And we all know that these things that happen according to Yah's purpose. Acts chapter 14. We're going to read verses 15 and 16, and then we're going to read verse 19. And it reads, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men of like passions with you and bring you good news, that you should turn from these vain things to the living Elohim, who made the sky and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who is in the generations gone by, allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways." Verse 19, "But some of the Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there and had persuaded the multitude. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead." So this is just another example of a believer and Yahushua, a believer who had the testimony of the law, statutes, and judgment, and talking to the people, and the people were persuaded to stone him. And they thought that he was dead, but if you read a little further, he wasn't dead. But the people believed that they had killed him. Why? Because he was telling them to not to worship these false deities. Now we're going to go to Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 26. And it reads, "Nonetheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you and cast your laws behind their back and killed your prophets that testified against them to turn them again to you. And they committed awful blasphemies." This is just talking about how they killed the prophets. Killed the prophets. Why? Because the prophets was telling them how they was being disobedient and how they was being rebellious. 2 Chronicles chapter 24. I'm going to read verses 20 and 21. And it reads, "The Spirit of Yahweh came on Zechariah, the son of Yehoiada, the priest, and he stood above the people, and he said to them, 'Thus saith Yahweh, why do you disobey the commandments of Yahweh so that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken Yahweh, he has also forsaken you.' They conspired against him and stoned him with stones at the commandments of the king and the court of the house of Yahweh." So right here is showing you that they didn't care. The king at that time ordered the stoning in the court of Yahweh. Another prophet being killed. Why? Because he was standing up and telling the people how they was being disobedient. So, accepting the challenge. We have to stand firm in the word. We have to stand firm on that rock. We have to understand the Torah. We have to make sure that we have that connection. We have to make sure that we have peace of mind. Because with peace of mind, we have that connection. As we read in one scripture, we make sure that we have a sober mind, understanding what is truth, speaking truth, practicing truth, living righteously, showing justice. These are the things that Yahushua stood for. These are the things that we must stand for. And we live in a society that's unjust. We live in a society that now right is becoming wrong. And wrong is becoming right. We live in a society where they're attacking the Most High. They're attacking His Word. But we are standing firm, Israel. We're standing strong in Yahushua. But we also have to be prepared. We read in the scripture, he said, "I'm not going to make you ignorant of his devices." So the Most High leads and guides us through his word, Israel. of what we need to learn and what we need to know. Because as we read in the scripture, he tells us, I will go before you. When we read in different stories how they was farmers, herdsmen, going up against warriors, and the warriors were being wiped out. That's the God we serve. That's our Father. Our Father is the Commander in Chief. Our Father is the ultimate strategist. But do we believe that? As we go through the process of becoming Yahushua, we have to strengthen our mind with the peace and the love of his word. So that we can be that good example to those who look upon us. I'm going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. And it reads, Yahweh, it is who does go before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Do not be afraid. Neither be dismayed. Don't be afraid. Don't get caught up in the pomp and circumstance. Don't be amazed at what the other people are doing. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. It reads, only be strong and very courageous to observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left hand, that you may have good success wherever you go. So we have to be strong, we have to be courageous. In that word, because with the word, with those instructions, with the understanding, we will be successful wherever we go. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Says, Do not you be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am Yahweh. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. So family, understand that Yahweh is always with us, and Yahweh will uphold us. Why? Because we are his possession. We belong to him, and he will take care of us. We can stand on his word. We can stand in his truth, and he will protect us. Dangers seen and unseen. And as we've seen, some of us are going to be martyrs. Some of us are going to be, as one brother said, The Torah is still being written. Still being written. Still being written. So as we go through life and walking in the ways of the Most High, our stories are being recorded also. So one can talk about you as a believer and how you stood up for the law, statutes, and judgment. How you stood up. For Yahushua. I apologize. A thought just came to my mind in regards to another story in regards to someone who was challenged, but eventually he became a strong soldier for the Most High. And that's dealing with Peter. You know, Peter, as we know, walked with the Messiah. And he was challenged. Had that scripture written down, but you know, you're familiar with the story. You know, Peter was challenged, and they, you know, a couple of people pulled him up and asked, say, "Hey, you was walking with him," and that him is Yahushua, and he denied him. But you know, Yahushua told him that he was going to deny him, and it manifested. But ultimately, it was because of his faith. Because that's one of the things that Yahushua was saying to the disciples. Ye of little faith. Ye of your little faith. You know. But in the beginning, yes, your faith is little. But as you stay in the word, as the scripture says, continue in my word, continue. The more you continue, the more you learn, the more you understand, the more you be challenged, the stronger you become, the more firm your feet become planted. Study that word. Give praise and give honor to Yah, so that you too can be like Yahushua said, "Father, I know you hear me, but I'm just doing this so that they can see." That's the type of relationship we want to have. We want to know that Yah hears us through Yahushua. We want to know this with a surety. And the way we do that is by practicing, keeping his law, statutes, and judgment, and standing up for his law, statutes, and judgment, and depending on him. Because that's ultimately where we have to be, where we depend on the Father through the Son, Yahushua. And understanding that we will be taken care of because we're showing the living Elohim on a day-to-day basis. You know, what comes to my mind is that, you know, I think it was a movie, and I think it was talking about, they had the kids, you know, and it was like, "I am Malcolm X," you know? But, you know, we as believers, I am Yahushua. I am Yahushua. As believers, as Israel, that's what we should be saying. I am Yahushua. And if you are Yahushua, then you have to take on that character of Yahushua and be that light. in this darkened world. And when you're challenged, show your light. Which is Yahushua. So, I'm going to conclude the lesson with a prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank thee for giving us this opportunity to meet with thee on this Sabbath day. We thank thee for protecting us throughout the course of this week and bringing us to this point to give you praise and to give you honor through thy Son, Yahushua. We ask of thee, Father, to help those in need of your assistance, whether it be physical, emotional, spiritual. We ask of thee to give them the assistance that they need according to your will. We ask of thee to continue to strengthen us in your word and in your truth and bring us closer to you. We ask of thee, Father, to grant us a peaceful slumber, protecting us from dangers seen and unseen, and assisting us to stand on your word in both our unconscious mind and our conscious mind. We ask these things in the name of thy Son, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, and soon coming King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Israel, and listening audience, and you have a peaceful slumber. Shalom.
You know, we spend a whole lot of time thinking we living when we dead inside. Telling people what we see, telling people what we heard, but they're just lies because we're all deaf and we so, so blind. So in honor of the truth, I'll tell it, tell the people, tell them I'ma get it. No one wants to hear it, but I guess it's best that we gon' near it. It's seeming to be very, very necessary. I mean it, and I'm on one, so come a little closer. Yes, I'm on, son, holding with all my mind, and I promise I ain't letting go till I get what I ain't got no more. We need a peace of mind. Yeah, I lost it, and
I'm looking for. I feel like I got nowhere to go. My days get dark and my nights get cold. That's when I need you. I know I'm running low. So if you got that peace, if you got that love, then I need it in my life, my life, my life alone. I need it in my life, my life, my life alone. I need it in my life, my life, my life alone. I need it in my life, my life, my life alone.
You see, we use a whole lot of energy trying to hold it together when the truth is it's busting out the seams. We call ourselves doing it. We call ourselves chasing dreams. It's crazy because we all know in our hearts it's never really what it seems.
So instead of fronting more, let's go back. Start from the beginning, let's be honest and tell what's happening. See, we ain't on that. It's sad cause we've been front so long. Now we don't even know how to start on being real. But I got you, my head hurting, my back through two. And sometimes I don't know what I'm gonna do. I worry, you worry. It's natural to worry cause life gets ugly and ain't always hurting.
Sometimes I feel like I got nowhere to go. My days get dark and my nights get cold. That's when I need you. I know I'm running low. So if you got that peace, if you got that love, then I need it in my life.
Thinking we